We're up here on this mountaintop. We're out there by the shore. We're set free in the city lights. We play among the storm. Wild and unruly. Love from yours truly. Have a dance for the ones you miss. Go ahead and go with it. By the time you would notice, they will clip your wings. On command, they will demand from you everything. Never had a plan, never had a plan, had a plan for me. Never had a plan, never had a plan, had a plan for me. We're out there in the desert sun. We ride among the waves. We're set free in the wilderness, playing day to day. Wild and unruly, love from yours truly. Have a dance for the ones you miss. Go ahead and go with it. So bright it's blinding, so it's always dark. Too much of the rainbow will eventually break your heart. Every color movement thrown from the light. When you follow maps nowhere, the future looks so bright. By the time you would notice, they will clip your wings. On command, they will demand from you everything. Never had a plan, never had a plan, had a plan for me. Never had a plan, never had a plan, had a plan for me. Never had a plan, never had a plan, had a plan for me. Never had a plan, never had a plan, had a plan for me.
Hey there, everybody. You're listening to Lady Radio on CITR 101.9. That was Yours Truly by Katie and the Lycan. In the studio right now, we've got Elizabeth, Claire, and Maggie. And today, we're really lucky. We've got a live set by local band Rooms. So we're going to go ahead and throw it over to them.
Hello, hello. So, Cole, would you like to tell us what the first song is going to be?
The Call.
Great, thank you. This song's called The Call. It's a new song. Never been played before.
Under the impression things would be the same.
song called?
Gossip Saves.
You think we've been talking about you? Cole, you ready?
Organizing hurts.
Thank you.
right, Cole. Can you tell us what the next song is called?
Sleepover.
Thank you.
Subject never ages. You must be
brought us home.
Thanks, Cole. You're doing a great job. Everyone feeling ready? Tell us the name.
Let's play Getting Closer.
Thank you.
Thank you. The December-January double issue of Discorder is on the shelf of your favorite cafe, retailer, and record store now. Come take a tour through the alternative of the alternative coverage of Vancouver's music and art scenes with a resonant tapestry of Yusu, fairy travel with Painted Fruits, cybernetic interfacing at Dystopia Dreaming, Cuba-bound guitar gifting with Taxa, hovering in media arts with Gold Saucer, and getting lucky with our new Shinder app. We also feature the artwork of Graham Zirk and review albums for Umagma, TV Freaks, Young Galaxy, and more.
A special thank you to this month's sponsors, AMS Events, Audiopile, Caracol Records, Don't Argue Pizza, F as in Frank, Horses Records, Light Organ Records, LiveVan.com, Rickshaw Theater, Rio Theater, Sad Meg, Stormcrow Tavern, The Noise Floor, Vancouver Theater Sports League, and Vinyl Records.
Thousands of opinions are at our fingertips. But are all opinions informed? Does your information have a source? Is your social feed based on fact? Only facts can uncover the truth. Professional journalists are committed to balanced and nonpartisan reporting, to independent commentary. They cut through the spin to give you the information and perspective you need. Journalism is essential to democracy, a watchdog over the powerful, an independent voice. Journalism is more important than ever.
All right, and we're back on CITR 101.9. We are in studio with Rooms at the moment. Hi, everybody.
Hello. Hello.
Thank you so much for joining us. That was an amazing set. Thank you. We have a couple questions to ask you guys. We're just going to sit and have a chat. Actually, why don't you guys introduce yourselves first, if that's okay?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
My name's Besh.
I'm Nikki.
I'm Caitlin.
I'm Cole.
And my name's Dan.
Damn, cool. And Cole, actually, I have a question for you. What's your job for the band? Because you're doing some pretty sweet announcing out there that we all heard. Do you do this all the time? Is this a regular gig? Do you just do it when you feel like it?
Just do it when you feel like it.
Just does it when he feels like it. Very, very well done. That was amazing. Great job. Yeah, so we have a couple questions for you guys. Claire, why don't you lead us off?
Yeah, so our first question is just like you've been in several projects before, but you're saying this one is more personal, and we're just wondering, like, how's it different from your past projects?
Yeah, I was thinking about this a little bit during that last hour. I think this one took a really long time to make, and I guess it was mostly songs that I wrote on the side of other projects along the way, and we all used to perform together under I Make Earthquakes, mostly the same songs. And finally, after a really long time of having a lot of songs on the side, I decided to put them out.
Cool.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the I Make Earthquakes like transition to rooms and how that kind of happened and like how long were you guys playing together before?
Sure. So we played in IMAG Earthquakes for, I don't know, since 2009 or something. And rooms actually started between my sisters and I. I have another sister. Nikki's my sister. We have another sister named Katie. And we started playing IMAG Earthquake songs, more rocky.
Oh.
So that's how rooms began. And then I decided to make an album, and I just chose rooms. Yeah.
Cool.
That's the story.
Can you tell us a little bit about the name Rooms? Is there any significance to it?
I don't think so necessarily. I mean, we've shared a room a lot, and our sisters live like across the hall for a long time.
Aww.
So I guess that is a little bit of a significance.
Cool. Kind of the personal nature of it, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
Hmm. Yeah, well, off the theme of names, could you tell us about the name of your tape? It takes a lot to show up.
Yeah, I think that that kind of sort of came out of a year of feeling like I did a year of graveyards, and I just started dropping out of everything and started realizing that it takes a lot of energy to do all the things we do every day. And I was actually sitting around the kitchen table, and my roommate missed a really important appointment, and she said, "It takes a lot to show up," and made this face, and I was like, "It does." Oh my gosh, you just said it, it does. So that's the story of that.
Wow, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think everyone sort of has those moments where it's just like, it does. It does take a lot to show up.
Wow, you're so right. It really does.
Yeah. So earlier we were checking out the CBC Music profile that you guys have, and it's written on there that you often feel perpetually misunderstood, and it also mentions that you identify as a feminist and speaks a little bit about your feminism. So we just sort of wanted to know what that phrase perpetually misunderstood means to you and maybe like if there are connections with your feminism.
Connections to my feminism?
Yeah.
I mean, I could see like in a bigger way how those things would connect just in general with women often kind of being like, I don't know, looked over or ignored in rooms or that kind of thing. But I think, yeah, I don't know if there's necessarily a connection for me for that. But the meaning behind perpetually misunderstood is literally just, like, communication issues.
Hmm.
And I'm sure that these fine people here can
attest to
that.
Text messaging is difficult with Bechel.
Yeah. Oftentimes the answer will just be, like, sure, period. And you're like, what is that? Are you
we
mad?
We asked three questions.
Are you passive-aggressive? I don't know.
So communication, I guess.
Yeah, or I had this really funny idea that even on the way here, so that Caitlin wouldn't have to stop too many times, Dan and I would walk from opposite sides of town to her jam space. But that was a really dumb idea because Dan had an amp.
Oh. Takes a lot to show up in the right place.
Oh. Yes, it does. It really does. Yeah. At the right time.
So I guess my question about the idea of like being perpetually misunderstood and how that relates to this album that you're putting out, do you feel like it can be a way for you to be better understood?
Probably not. I don't know if that would necessarily be one of my goals, but a lot of the songs are about relationships and love and not really understanding what's going on in the moment. And yeah, I guess you do learn how to communicate better. I bet that if I made a timeline, because the songs span from so long, that I probably am way better at communicating in general based on those interactions.
For sure.
Yeah, thanks.
We all are.
Yeah. It's true.
Our next question was about the song Gossip Saves. We were just wondering if you could tell us a little bit more about what that means, Gossip Saves.
We had like an interesting couple years where, I just noticed myself and maybe my community that everyone was sort of having weird feelings. And I guess a lot of that comes from what you think people are talking about and what you think people are saying about you. And sometimes it gets stressful or you hear people aren't going to things because of other people. I mean, I guess it's almost like a big community not communicating properly or something. I don't really know. But gossip is usually given a really negative rap. And I think it's actually a really important tool for kind of like underground ways of spreading information. So like it's always been used in the labor movement, for example. Or I remember looking it up with a friend And it said that gossip was idle chatter between women during childbirth. And I was like, of course, any communication between women is idle chatter. And that's just, like, not the case. So those are just some examples of what we mean by that.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And I guess I wanted it to be more empowering. So it's like, yeah, things are being said. What do you do with the information?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool. I had a question about, like, just in terms of community. I know that you've been quite involved with the Green Belt Collective. I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about that, or for our listeners who don't necessarily know what that is or was.
Yeah, the Green Belt was a bigger band that had this open door policy, so people could come and go all the time. And it was definitely an experiment in getting along and working that out constantly. So, yeah.
Communication skills.
To say. Yeah.
So. Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of communication, is there anything in particular you really wanted to communicate with this album, or just in making music in general?
I mean, this album is a lot of my memories stringed together, so in that way it's really special to me. And also that my close friends and sibling are playing on the album is really, really important to me. But, I mean, in our other groups, because we're also in another band where we were called Loose Tights, and it was about labor and feminism. And even the Green Belt had, like, a bit of environment things wrapped into that. So I think, yeah, music is definitely an awesome way to spread things that you believe in. Maybe one of the only accepted ways of spreading more radical politics, too. So
Yeah, good call. Because I know you've also been involved in, like, a couple more of the, like, radical political music, things like Shout Back and stuff like that in the last couple of years. And I think I know that's something that we, like, as the Women's Collective do talk about quite a bit, is, like, the more radical side of music and the things that can be done with that. So that's really cool to see. I'm really excited to have you guys here. But it's also cool that you're doing something that isn't necessarily, like, doesn't need to be as politically direct.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you some questions about a couple of the choices that you gave me for songs that you wanted to play. It was, can you tell us a little bit more about some of those? And we played
Sure.
Katie and the Lycan, True Crush. I think those are the only ones you've done so far.
Yeah, True Crush is a band consisting of our friends Marita and Selena. And they're also on the tape label Pretzel, which is what we decided to go with. Well, more like I asked them. But so, yeah, I love their music. I love Selena's music, too, which is the other track I put on here. I don't know, Perfect Day. I don't know if it got played, but.
Not yet. I think it's coming next.
Yeah, and then our sister, Katie. Katie and the Lycan is her band, so
oh,
that was
wow.
my favorite song of her last album.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Speaking of your favorite songs and things, as the local musicians, I assume you might have some ideas about this. We went to ask kind of like what your favorite releases have been in 2015 and these good year in review kind of questions.
Jeez.
Stumping you all.
I feel like 2015 was a really strange year for music for me. I don't know, like I from Shout Back organizing that, I kind of just stopped listening to music. Like I just had such a, I was like, I'm so done with this community right now. So I feel like I personally just took a break listening to new music.
But I know, well, actually, Selena, where you've been, that's where you're coming from. That was, I'm pretty sure, released in 2015. And this song, Perfect Day, I literally made a cassette tape for my car with that one-minute song on repeat.
Oh, wow.
Such a great song. But did Underpass release anything in 2015?
No, we're about to release something.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, these two are in the band Underpass.
Okay.
They have a new cool. album coming out, too. It's exciting. Mm-hmm.
Nice. Yeah, I don't mind.
Can you think of anything else from 2015 that you...
I actually listened a lot to that one that's up there on the wall, the Native North America compilation.
Yeah.
Cole, that's one of Cole's favorites over there, Cole. He's 8 and he loves that one a lot. And do you want to say anything about that album, Cole? Like, what do you like most about it? Into the mic.
Well, only one song that I really like about it. Mm-hmm. Like two songs.
What's it called?
Seek-a-mute.
Seek-a-mute. It's a Inuk song. It's all in Inuk. So, anyways, it's a great album if you haven't heard it. It's definitely not, like, in our genre. It's, like, folky, but it's really great and pretty important. So,
cool. Yeah.
Yeah, well, speaking of the new year, do you guys have any New Year's resolutions?
Slash also, big question, because we were talking about this, what are your feelings about New Year's resolutions? Because, like, sometimes people be like, I just don't do
yeah,
them.
Do you, like, do you make them? Do you keep them? What are your thoughts on New Year's resolutions?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't usually think too much around New Year's about it, but for me, like, the New Year is usually kind of more around, like the shortest day of the year, winter solstice kind of stuff is when I sort of reflect on the year. I don't know, which is just before Christmas, so it's around the same time. I don't really have any specific ones this year. But I don't know. I definitely think about ways to improve myself around winter time, definitely.
Here's one.
Oh yeah, do you have one, Cole?
Okay. Do you have any New Year's resolutions?
I don't, but I did think, did TV Ugly release something in 2015?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that was really good. I love TV Ugly.
Mm-hmm.
No New Year's resolutions.
I think just stop setting goals. I just think it's death. That's so disappointing.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, so I just think, yeah, trying to make habits and not focusing on results.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Okay, we've got a couple minutes left. I think we have a few more questions, Amy?
Yeah, I came up with some sillier questions, so if you guys want to jump in on any of these. So just speaking about New Year's resolutions, my New Year's resolution for 2016 is to make it the year of no shame in my game, so with particular respect to my music choices. So I love music and have a wide-ranging taste. And so I've decided it's the year that I'll stop lying about the fact that, like, Justin Bieber's new album is amazing and, like, others of that ilk. So one of the questions that I want to ask you guys is, number one, do you identify with guilty pleasures? Because, like, some people just, like, refuse to have any guilt about it. And if so, what would yours be, musically speaking?
For me, it's definitely Drake.
Hotline Bling!
I love Hotline Bling.
It's a fabulous song. Thank you for your honesty.
Yeah, sorry. I have to say, I also just spent a week really enjoying Drake. But I was very lucky because I was at work, and a coworker and I were, you know, he was listening to it with me, which was very nice of him. And we decided to go into the YouTube lyrics, like the lyric videos.
Oh, no.
And it ended. I felt so sad because in a lot of ways I wish I hadn't seen those so that it could have gone on longer, but it's probably fine.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the lyric, yeah, after about 20 videos, we were like, no.
Like, no more.
Yeah.
We were joking around yesterday, the Women's Collective, that because there's a tribute night, like a Drake tribute night at the Biltmore coming up. I think it's in like 2 weeks or so. So we were going to have a critical listening party.
Oh my God. Yeah.
For Drake.
Yeah, for Drake.
Just sit at the back and critique.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be very fun.
What about you guys? Any guilty pleasures?
Weird Al.
Gets
played a lot at our house.
Yeah, good. Good call.
Yeah, I think I'm annoying with guilty pleasures. Like, yeah, just like blaring Lionel Richie. I have no shame.
Good.
Yeah,
that's what I think when Maggie was talking about not identifying with the guilty pleasures, I'm trying to like de-guilty pleasure. Like, I'm like, it's just a pleasure. Like, there is no guilt. Like,
Taylor Swift is amazing. How
she is
you?
A pleasure, and I will not deny it anymore. Things like that. So
yeah,
that's
just
good.
Like shouting it from the mountaintops rather than like, no, I've never heard Hotline Bling.
Justin Bieber video. I don't know what the song's called. It's like the schoolyard one.
Oh no.
The video is amazing, and the song's really amazing, and the fashion's really cool.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Check
those
it
are
out.
So
I don't know what
things.
The song's it's I can't remember what it's some but they're all like in a schoolyard and it's like this graduation class and they're all dancing in the schoolyard.
Is he in the schoolyard?
Oh. No, he's not in the video at all.
I like that.
Yeah,
he's like I like this is gonna sound bad, but like I like that there's less of him now in like the newer stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. He is problematic and I stand by that even though I enjoy this latest album. But yeah, he remains like one of the worst people.
Just period.
Yeah, just in general.
It's okay. It doesn't mean you can't put out a good schoolyard music video.
I couldn't even identify most of like any of his songs except this one I just saw last week, and it's amazing.
Okay.
It's so, the video is so cool.
That's cool.
When his album came out, when that came out, the girls at my work had it on repeat for like probably 2 weeks straight. Like we just went nuts for it. It was great.
That's hard to avoid.
It's great.
Okay. Just have a couple minutes left. Oh, right. Time for one more question.
Okay. You know what? Okay, this is hilarious. So this is a game called Mary Expletive Kill, and I don't know if you guys would have known it before. So for radio purposes, we're gonna say Mary make sweet consensual tender love to or kill. So you have to pick. I'm gonna give you three famous Canadian musicians, and you have to say whether you would marry, expletive, or kill them. Have you guys played this game before?
No.
Oh.
No. Are you down to play this game?
Are you down to play this game?
Do you want to play the game, Dan?
Maybe one of us.
Maybe, yeah, we nominate you.
No. What if we don't know who the person is?
You'll know. You'll know.
We made it. We made big, obvious ones.
Really? Yeah.
Maybe we could try one.
Yeah.
Okay, let's try one together.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So, first one, just a warm up for everybody. So, we're going to say Nelly Furtado, J Biebs, and Carly Rae Jepsen. Who would you marry? Who would you make sweet, tender love to? And who would you kill?
Yeah, I can't. Dan? No.
It's too hard.
No?
We just invite them to join our band. And...
That's so nice! You win the game! You did! That's awesome.
You defeated the spirit of the game, and it worked out
perfectly. And it worked out great. Okay, and actually, I think... On that, yeah, that's Carly Rae Jepsen. Okay, maybe next time we'll make them way more obvious. Okay, well, I think that's probably all the time we have for today. We're going to finish off with the with Perfect Day by Where You've Been. That's where you're coming from. Thank you guys so much for joining us.
Yeah,
that was
thank
awesome.
You so much.
You were fantastic. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so we're going to play one more song. Thank you, listeners, for joining us today. I hope you had as much fun as we did. And this is going to be Perfect Day by Where You've Been. That's where you're coming from on CITR 101.9.
Potato chips and ice cream, why can't this be a perfect day? There are ghosts that haunt the living, we try to scare the ghosts away. Things that happened affect the way I talk to you now. Things I did affect how we don't really talk. Everything is endless, everything contains an end. Maybe it would have been better if I let you be my friend. Things get lost when we try too hard to find them.